Good morning. April 30th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's thread runs from fentanyl awareness messaging at the city level to a federal shift that would exclude fentanyl and xylazine test strips from allowed harm reduction services. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with reporting to watch, ProPublica looks at a death in a Florida jail near Jacksonville in the St. Johns County area. The report says experts believe the company in charge should have sent the man to the hospital. In North Carolina, the Charlotte Observer reports that a small-town doctor in Powellsville was reprimanded after a patient died of a drug overdose. A related signal comes from national psychedelic coverage. The Boston Globe opinion section asks whether the country is ready for psychedelics as they move closer to the mainstream. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that psychedelic retreats are a booming business, but one with few safety guardrails. Taken together, those pieces point to the same practical question. Expansion may be moving faster than oversight. Elsewhere, MinnPost reports that a cannabis farm and training facility is coming to Near North in Minneapolis. Now to the social pulse. One lived experience post from Action for Overdose Awareness warns that when clinics close, roads flood, or pharmacies lose access, people on buprenorphine or methadone can be cut off from life-saving care. The Post argues that emergency planning must include access to medications for opioid use disorder. That is a concrete reminder that continuity planning matters well before the next disruption hits. On the service side, Filter highlighted a reported agency reversal from its July 2025 position, when drug checking strips were categorized as life-saving overdose prevention tools. LAPA says SAMHSA has expanded its list of prohibited harm reduction services in two new guidance documents to exclude drug testing strips, including fentanyl and xylazine strips. If you rely on federal guidance for program design, this is one to verify directly and track closely. Shifting from service updates to public messaging and opposition, Senator Tim Kaine marked National Fentanyl Awareness Day by saying he is working to build on the progress made by his legislation, now law, to direct increased federal attention to fentanyl. In a very different local signal, a Reddit post sharing reporting from the Austin American Statesman says a new map shows where Austin plans to begin homeless encampment sweeps in May. For outreach teams, planned sweeps can quickly change where people are and whether services can reach them. A couple of city-level messages also stood out for Fentanyl Awareness Day. Sacramento sent out a newsletter on April 29th titled National Fentanyl Awareness Day: Resources, Support, and Hope. And Denver Public Health and Environment published a blog post the same day titled Fentanyl Awareness Day: Making Harm Reduction Accessible to Reduce Stigma and Save Lives. In research, a Maryland study on higher-dose naloxone products explored both willingness and skepticism among people who use drugs. The title itself captures the split clearly. If you've ever experienced it, you'd feel differently. That suggests uptake may depend not just on availability, but on how people understand the trade-offs from lived experience. Another study, in the Community Mental Health Journal, examined how community coalitions use data through the Ohio Healing Communities Initiative, using a CFIR 2.0 informed approach.
And in Vietnam, a sequential multiple assignment randomized trial called STAR-OM looked at interventions for methamphetamine use among people receiving methadone maintenance treatment. Because it focuses on people already in methadone care, it may be especially relevant for programs trying to respond to stimulant use without losing engagement in MOUD. A few funding deadlines are coming up soon. The Bureau of Justice Assistance has its fiscal year 25 comprehensive opioid, stimulant, and substance use site-based program open now, with a deadline of May 4, 2026. Also current, the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention has its fiscal year 25 opioid-affected youth initiative, also due May 4, 2026. And the Bureau of Justice Assistance has the Fiscal Year 25 COSUP Investigations Training and Technical Assistance Opportunity open now, with a deadline of May 8, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, the Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is promoting a tool to find a May Day protest near you for housing justice. And Shatterproof is asking for donations to support its alcohol prevention work. If either of those aligns with your work, today may be the day to act on it. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.